Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. And we are honored always to have Dr. Henry Cloud here. Hey, Henry.
Hey, Stevie. How are you?
I'm good. I always know it's going to be a good show when you're on. Yeah. And I want to mention to folks that there's a new feature today. And if you have tv.newlife.com, you can see the radio program on there. So we're broadcasting on purpose live, and if you can see it and see what you think, let us know.
But Steve, do we ever broadcast accidentally?
We never do it accidentally.
So it's always
there
on purpose.
There are some accidents.
There are plenty of accidents. We have had our accidents.
Yeah, we're always on purpose. But anyway, I want to encourage people to go there and give it a look. And then also, there is a really good section, piece on embracing the negative. And if you haven't been able to really embrace something that is not going to go away, this will be a big help to you. Henry and I did it. And we'd love to hear from you today on the show, even if you will hear anything, but especially embracing. You know, Henry, I think it's one of the reasons people get lost is rather than embrace reality, mm-hmm. They try to fake it and act like it's not there.
You know, it's really interesting, Steve. We're kind of in a way wired to do that, right? Because of the whole fight or flight thing in our brain, right. that if something is dangerous, then we fight it or we move away from it. But the reality is that the mature person is able to move towards conflict and towards problems because they don't see it as dangerous. Yeah. And so the more mature we get, the more we can embrace facing into really negative conversations at times because we actually see it as a positive thing. And then the brain works a lot better when you see conflict as something good that can lead towards something good instead of something dangerous.
Well, and a matter of fact, you know, many of us have been in relationships where, we kind of destroyed it because we wanted to avoid conflict at all costs. And that's just not going to do it.
It's not going to do it. And the immediate impulse for defensiveness is, as research shows, one of the biggest things that causes divorce, one of the biggest things that causes broken relationships, one of the biggest things that causes us to not improve in our lives is when we get negative input. We fight it, and we fight it off, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't mean you have to believe everything that somebody says about you, but it's the stance that's important.
Well, I think that if you don't have tv.newlife.com and this is an issue, it's worth it. And, we'll go to calls here in just a second, but we are going to post that show for you. And then Henry and I are going to be doing some segments that you'll see in the future on his book, Never Go Back. Is that the exact title?
That is the exact title, Never Go Back.
It's a good one, and this is a great one. This is going to be another huge seller, and so you'll get that on tv.newlife.com also. But if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. That's the number, 1-800-229-3000. You come and join us for New Life. We'd love to talk with you. We're going to be here for an hour, so got plenty of time for you to join us. Don't forget, Every Man's Battle's coming up July 11th. We'd like to see you there, if at all possible.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep, and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com, tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud, and some great things going on, some great workshops coming up, including the Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is a Choice, July the 18th. So please come and join us for that. And until my assist pro works, Henry, why don't you pick a phone call for us, and we'll go right there.
Well, I don't exactly know what an assist pro is, but is that our big screen that tells us who's calling? why don't we talk to Andy, calling us from the great station of KKLA in Los Angeles.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Wish I could say I was better, fellas, but I'm alive.
Alive's
well, what's
good.
Going on?
And grateful for that. Thanks for taking my call. My call dropped last week when I tried to get in, so I'm glad I could talk to you fellas this morning.
Yeah. Well, what's going on?
Yeah, I guess I'll briefly describe the situation and get to the question. I'm coming up on 1 year of marriage to my lovely wife. And prior to meeting her, I had ended maybe a four-year relationship with a girlfriend turned fiance, and I thought that once I got the clarity of once that relationship ended and I moved on from it, I thought I was fine.
And you ended that previous relationship, Andy?
Yes, sir.
And why'd you end it?
Well, it was mutual. It started when I was in college and wasn't really a believer. And I had been unfaithful to her throughout our college relationship, and I confessed that to her. And that just kind of began the unraveling of the relationship.
So were you unfaithful to her with one woman or two or three?
Yeah, it was, I guess, I don't know the exact number. We weren't having sex at the time. So it was more so just improper physical involvement with women at different points in time.
Can you give me a sort of a ballpark number?
Ballpark number.
Helps me understand your patterns.
Yeah. I say maybe 10. That's
okay. So 10 different women while you're engaged or have this steady girlfriend?
Yeah, before we were dating.
Okay. So but that's the one you broke up with?
Correct.
Okay. So you broke up with her.
Got married.
And how long were you out there before you met your wife?
Out here for about 2 years. A year and a half to 2 years. Out here is when I got saved and just really God began to show me just the hypocrisy of my life before. And that's when I decided that, my life and my relationship needed to be built on truth and integrity. And that's what, convicted me about the need to confess these things.
Uh-huh.
And so when I took the step to make that confession, it kind of showed me some things, and you know, my ex fiance that I didn't see before, that just showed me that we weren't spiritually right for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And just as that relationship began to end, you know, I thought that, you know, I was in a good place. I didn't know much about emotional intelligence or, you know, emotional healthiness. So I just thought that, I guess when I analyzed myself, I knew I didn't want to move into a new relationship quickly. I just wanted to have time to just be with the Lord and to
okay.
work on my relationship with Him.
So you got married, and what problem developed?
Well, when did you get married, though? I'm still unclear about the time period between breaking up and meeting your new wife.
Yeah, the relationship began to break up in 2011, early 2011. And it, you know, finally, you know, came to a conclusion late in 2011. But there wasn't, you know, really real closure to it.
And you met your wife when?
I met her late 2011 as well.
So you met her while you were still in this other relationship?
No, it was over. We just kind of hadn't had that final meeting, you know, to try to get the ring back and everything like that. I wasn't able to.
Well, you were involved.
You were still, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's what I was trying to find out. You know, because a lot of times, you know, there's work to be done in between, right?
Right.
So then you met her, and how long did you date her?
A year and a half.
Year and a half, and then you guys got married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that brings us up to a year ago, and then you've been married a year. So now what's your question?
Yeah. I didn't have any you know, thoughts or desires for that, you know, past relationship when I was, you know, dating or courting my wife. But when we got married, you know, all those... these, you know, thoughts and desires from my ex-fiance just came back like a flash, and have
mm-hmm.
really been haunting me ever since. So I've, you know, shared it with my wife, and, you know, we've been hurt by it, and it really blindsided me and her because we both thought I was over it. But, you know, she knows about it. I've tried a lot of different things to get, you know, healing and closure.
What have you tried?
You know, prayer and fasting. Reading and meditating scriptures, getting, you know, biblical counsel. I've read a, you know, a grief recovery book about moving on in relationships as well.
What is the biblical counsel you got?
There's a pastor out here that just a few pastors have met with me and just kind of walked me through different scriptures talking about, you know, guilt and forgiveness and just the just dealing with the consequences of. You know, joining yourself with someone, you know, sexually, and the bonds that still remain there.
Well, so, did they see that it as an attachment or a guilt thing?
Both. It was, you know, dealing with the sense of failing, that relationship, just failing, having
okay.
a sense of guilt over it, over the wrong that I had done, and then, you know, like 1 Corinthians 6 says, just the attachment.
Okay, so what is the question then?
I guess, you know, nothing that I've tried has been, you know, successful, and I'm, you know, kind of at the end of my
mm-hmm.
rope. You know, it's affected not only my, you know, relationship with my wife, but, you know, my relationship with the Lord as well, because I'm just lost and confused.
Sure.
And,
yeah, it's hard.
And at the same time that, you know, I'm dealing with these you know, thoughts and desires for my ex fiance. You know, my heart has turned negative towards, you know, my wife, and it's a nightmare. And I don't know what to do.
Andy, when your heart turns negative towards her, what does that mean? You start to see her in a negative light?
Yeah, just like a bitterness and a resentment.
At what?
Against her.
I know, but for what? What did she do?
I think that, you know, she went through something like this similarly, and she, you know, she was healed from it. Just to see her, you know, to be able to walk in that freedom, and you know, for me not to be able to have it as well.
To walk it. I'm sorry. What did she do that you were bitter about?
Well, one of the things is that she experienced something similar like this before she met me as well, when she ended a long-term relationship that she was in.
Oh, I see. So you're bitter at her for that relationship?
Not for that relationship, just for the fact that I guess she's in the space that I wish I could be in as well, in terms of freedom and having the whole thing reconciled. But then sometimes it's not connected to anything tangibly that she's done.
Let me give you something to think about, Andy. Because you've asked for forgiveness, right? You've gone through all of that. Okay, you've tried to let go of this old girlfriend. You've gone through a grieving process, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel like you've grieved her?
I think so, but since the thoughts and the desires are made, I don't know.
Well, but let's believe you. I mean, if you really have grieved her, let go of her, you walked away from her once, you've walked away from her a bunch, right? So you let go of her, let's assume that, okay?
Are you having any contact with her?
No, sir.
Okay.
All right, so I just want to pose a question to you. If you have let go of her, then why would you continue to think of her?
Maybe because I haven't let go.
No, we're going to assume that you've let go. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because when you were with her, you would think of these 10 other women too, right? So, assuming that you have let go of her, we're just going to treat that like it's true, whether or not it's true. But let's assume that you've let go of her. You still think about her instead of your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you do that? Can you think of any reason why you would do that?
Unless I still love her and not my wife.
Okay, now listen. Here's what I want you to hear. That's what you keep telling yourself. That when you think of this ex, you think, oh my gosh, I must not love my wife. I must love this other woman. Right? When you were with the other woman way back when, and 10 other ones came along, you would have a similar pattern. And let me just, I don't know you, but I'm going to give you something very common to go think about. That it's very possible that you are not in love with this ex-girlfriend at all. It's very possible that you are very much in love with your wife, and because you're in love with your wife, that causes you to feel vulnerable with her and need her and want her. And what you will do is, as a defense mechanism, you'll run away from that real committed relationship and begin to fantasize about somebody that you've already let go of. Very similar to when somebody has a sexual addiction. What they'll do is, because intimacy and closeness is difficult, they'll fantasize to some idealized relationship that's not even true.
What do you think?
Never thought about that before.
Yeah. That it's an aversion to vulnerability, connection. It's all there. That's what you play these games, or your brain plays these games, so it keeps you from ever resolving your difficulty in fully connecting with one human being.
So, Andy, what I would suggest that you do is, when you begin to have these thoughts of this other woman, that you treat those as a signal, oh, I'm running from my wife. I need to turn around and run towards her and find out, what am I afraid of?
Okay.
Try that. And begin to talk over with somebody what you might be afraid of in terms of getting close.
And the other thing is, not only do you use the other woman as a way not to be intimate with your wife, but you start to see your wife in a different light, where she can do no right. And you pick on her and criticize her, and it kills the relationship. That's also you running from intimacy. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm glad you called. I think you got the best advice you could get there from Henry. And I want to send you a copy of the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. I hope that will help you. It's helped a lot of people. And I'm glad you called.
Steve, you know, before we talked to Andy, we were talking about that whole thing about embracing the negative.
Yeah.
And I would just like for us, you know, all to think about this for a moment. And it, you know, it can happen in a lot of different ways in life. It doesn't have to happen, you know, relationally like Andy was talking about there in a marriage. It can happen about a job. It can happen about where somebody lives. It can happen about your occupation. It can happen about your church. It can happen about your friends. And here's the dynamic. You were born, or created, I should say, to be in a perfect world, the Garden of Eden, as it was. There was nothing wrong with it, and you were naked and unashamed, and you didn't resist fully being present.
There you go.
And then what happened was, we fell.
Yeah.
And the world became tarnished. And it's got bad stuff in it. And so now, instead of negotiate that very difficult tension between a fallen, imperfect world and our wish for the perfect ideal, what we'll do is we'll long for some fantasized ideal and reject everything else as all bad. And that is one of the basic dilemmas in every person's life.
Mm. Black and white, all good, all bad. All right, we'll be back right after this.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. We've got Larry Sonnenberg. Just happens to be in the studio there. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Now, you know, Henry just took a call from a guy, and the end result was, I've never really thought of that before. It happens all the time. People hear things on radio. They've never, ever thought about it before. We kind of like to be doing that 100 years from now, giving people insight. They've never really thought about it before.
And nobody's thought about being on the radio that long either, Steve. They've never thought about that before.
Yeah. So, I want to know if they've ever thought about giving to New Life before.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, we can't do it if people don't help us.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. And, you know, we come to the mic and we ask for help, and I get emails and calls every now and again telling me, you guys are always on there asking for money and...
You do, really?
Yeah, every...
Because you don't really do that very often.
Well, and I feel
maybe
like...
Maybe you do it one day because I'm not here.
I feel like we do it with a a lot of integrity and without twisting arms and making people feel guilty. But we do ask. We let our needs be known and we ask. And so I wanted to just talk specifically about our need for this week.
Okay.
And I'm a psychologist, so if you want me to tell you how to do it with guilt, I can I can help you to do that.
Let me just let you do it.
I've read a lot of books on that.
Well, our need this week, you know, we have about close to an $8 million budget. And this week we need $50,000 more than what our projected income is going to be this week in order to pay all the bills up in time for the end of the month.
And by the way, as just somebody that, you know, I'm not like one of the ones that decides on expenses around here. I observe them, and I can promise you it is a lean machine. There are no private jets. There are no fancy studios. There are no, you know, perks for President Larry over here. And it is run very, very, very on the lean.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No matter how badly I want it.
I know.
Well, you know, we chuckle about all this, and, you know, $50,000 sounds like a ton of money to a lot of people, and it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we can do this in mass, we can do this.
Right.
You know, I mean, you just break it down. If you get, we can start with, if we had 50 people given $1,000 or 500 given $100 or, you know, it's not that it's really that doable. It's not difficult. But we need your help this week, and we need some extra support. And if you can give $10 extra, we are deeply, deeply grateful. We really believe God looks at your heart, not at the amount of money you're giving. And he'll multiply things, and he will bless things. And we've had the fish and loaves story here before, where we don't know where it came from and why we had anything left over, but we did. And so we're just looking for God to touch some hearts, and for you to give back because you want to see what we do at New Life continue. Not because you want us to pay the bills, but because you want people to experience life transformation. You want to see your people say that, I never thought of that before, and have an aha moment where the light bulb goes off and God does a work in your life. That's what we're here, and that's what we're about.
You betcha. All right, Larry, if anybody wants to give, they can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. They can go to newlife.com, or they can drop us a note at New Life Box. What's the box?
1018.
1018 Laguna Beach, 92652.
Right.
Help us if you can.
And thank you, everybody who is giving and has given. It's deeply appreciated. We do not take your gifts for granted.
That's right. All right. Let's go back to the calls, and let's talk to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. Speak right up there. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. How could we help?
Well, last month my mother passed away, unfortunately, and my question is, she lived out of town, about 1,200 miles away, and I was trying to get there before she passed. Unfortunately, I didn't make it. I unfortunately neglected to tell her a couple things. I put off, and that I always wanted to tell her before she did die.
Yeah.
And I needed to get there to tell her. And I'm struggling with the guilt of not getting there in time to be there with her to hold her hand and tell her.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
People tell me that she knows. But my question is, do you know of any scripture to validate that? She would know whatever I wanted her to know, the answer.
Interesting question. I can't think of a scripture.
There are a couple of scriptures that I can think of, but I would think of it more, Karen, in the holistic view of scripture, that what scripture teaches, she was a believer?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, she was.
All right, okay. So what scripture teaches is that when your mom passed on to just another moment for her, but she woke up just like when a baby comes into this world and they look up and they go, oh my gosh, where am I in that delivery room? Well, that's what happens when a believer has that moment where they go into the next dimension. It's a twinkle. And they look up, and there's Jesus. And what the Bible tells us in a whole view, and we're hearing the music here, so we're going to have to take a break, and we'll finish on the other side of the break. But I think I got some good news for you.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. We'll be back right after this. Got some great stuff by Henry on tv.newlife.com. Please go there.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterburn here, and I just want to remind you, tv.newlife.com, a lot of people that have been there have said, well, it's like therapy on demand because we've got so many things that we go in depth on. I think you'll really like it. And it is exciting. People have really responded to the six-part series that Mylon and Kay did. And Mylon and Kay are also going to be doing the workshop in Washington, D.C., the marriage workshop with the Stoops, myself, Healing is a Choice, all of that coming up July 18th. It's just around the corner. So you come and join us, please. Well, we're talking with Karen, and Karen didn't get some things said to her mother before she died, and Henry has said, I think I've got some good news for you. So,
yeah.
Henry?
Well, Karen, first of all, what the Bible teaches in the whole view, among a lot of things it teaches, but it teaches that when somebody has a relationship with God and they pass on to, you know, out of this dimension onto the next eternal life in His presence, that they go immediately into His presence. And that we are made, we finally realize the wholeness that we were designed to have. And that wholeness is, you know, it's pretty much described as there's not a lot wrong up there, right? If you can use the word up there.
Right.
And it's unbroken relationship. And so she, what the Bible says is that while we're here, we know in part, but then we'll know, you know, fully. And so I promise you that she knows everything she needs to know. And there's nothing robbing her of any of anything of her love for you and anything that she needs to know because she is in the presence of God. Now, it also says in some other places, and I'll get some, I'm sure I'll get some emails about this one. But you know, in Hebrews where it's talking about our continuing forward, you know, to just continue down the path and the journey of this life. It says that there's a lot of people who went before us. And it says that we have this great cloud of witnesses. And one of the things that I think often, and you know, in the Transfiguration, you've got people just appearing out of nowhere, and you got the Samuel example, a lot of that. That in the great cloud of witnesses, I really think that a lot of stuff that goes on here is visible to the heavenly arena, and they're sort of like watching the game unfold. And so I don't know if that's part of it or not, but I promise you, if there's something your mother needs to know, then God's going to tell her.
Well, and Henry, wouldn't you also say that given she's in heaven, whatever it was, it doesn't matter anymore?
No, it's fully restored, Karen. That,
yeah.
You know, what we don't realize is this word reconcile. When the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling all things unto himself, to reconcile means to bring things back together to a perfect balance like they were created to be. And so he's restoring everything. So whatever's broken, you can be assured of is being or has been restored. Now, let me move to you for a moment, though, because that's not the case when we're on this side of it, right? So tell me how you experience it and what the separation from things in your heart separated from her, where that is with you, because I think that's what we're really, really dealing with.
Yeah.
Do you mean what is it that I needed to tell her?
Well, yeah, what it is you needed to tell her, what feels like is in your heart that you didn't get out, and just whatever it is.
Laura's when I was very young, and
Karen, we can't understand you. Did you move to a speaker or something?
Speak right into the phone.
Can you hear me?
That's better, yeah. Right there.
Okay. My parents divorced when I was very young. I moved out to be with my dad due to an emotionally abusive stepfather when I was 13. My mom never understood that and took it very personally. She always felt that I loved her less because of it, and I never got to tell her that. It wasn't because of her. Mm. And my dad always never wanted anything to do with her, and I got married very young.
Okay. Karen, I'm sorry. We're really having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're in transit or what, but it keeps going in and out. But I heard some parts of it that because of your difficult stepfather, your mom felt like you were moving away from her as well. Is that right?
She's not on.
Okay. And Steve, I'm sure she's still listening. And I would say this, but I'd broaden it past that to you know, to everybody, to all of us. Karen, I think there's a few parts in this that are really important. One is there are the feelings that you have towards your mom that sometimes, you know, the Bible says that open rebuke is better than love concealed. And sometimes, for a lot of reasons, it can be exactly the one that you described. It can be fear. It can be somebody else can't listen to it or whatever. There are a lot of times we're walking around with very loving feelings that, you know, never get shared because it's vulnerable. And so I would encourage you to sit down with somebody and to really, really get all of that out so you can reconnect with the love that you have for your mother, because that's a very, very important thing that God designed for all of us to have. For us to be fully healthy, we need to be connected inside to our love for mothering and fathering. And if you got that from your own mother and father, it's great. If you got it from somebody else, that's great. But it's very, very important. And I think it's important that you talk through that. I think it's also important that you embrace the grief of what you didn't get to do, you know, and what you missed and the things that you didn't get to say to her or be with her or whatever, because that's a real loss in this life as well. And so I'd work on both of those. And Steve, for Karen and everybody else who still, you know, we're still walking around. We have people in our lives that we think of that sometimes we don't say it, then
right.
Say it while they're here.
Yeah, good advice there. All right, I'm going to send you a copy of Henry's new book, Never Go Back, and I hope that you will enjoy that. It's got some stuff in there that's really going to help you. And we're going to be doing a lot of material from that book on tv.newlife.com. Go there. I mean, people are excited about it. They're saying that it is magnificent is one of the more common words they use. And like I said, a lot of really good stuff on Milan and Kay's series. If you go to New Life Steve on Facebook, you can see some stuff there. We'll send you some things. So join us there also. All right, let's go back to Blake. Blake is calling us from St. Louis. Hey, Blake.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Well, first I wanted to let you on better than I deserve. Dave Ramsey slogan, and I went to the Smart Conference in Texas where I saw Dr. Cloud speak. Super speaker, had lots of good speakers.
Blake, that was such a fun day, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable. What I want to talk about is during that presentation, you talked about a square, four corners, of course, and talked about how relationships could be represented in each one of those four corners, the independent corner, the codependent corner, the false intimacies, and then the true healthy interdependence. Do you remember discussing that with us down there in Texas?
I do. Okay. And to just to kind of quickly sum it up for everybody who wasn't there, for a long time, I don't know when I came up with it or when it just appeared one day, but it's one of my favorite ways of looking at life, and I've looked at it like this for a long time, and that is that basically, you know, God has designed us for a relationship, and so we're always trying. We're looking for connection. A baby comes into the world like a cell phone. When you get off the plane and turn it on, it's searching for the service. It's searching for the network. Well, we come into life searching for a relationship. And what happens is there's only four possibilities of where we can be at any given moment. We can be in corner number one, where we're searching and we want and we desire, but there is no one to connect with, or we're not connecting, or we're emotionally isolated. Corner number two, we can make a bad connection, and that's a connection that makes us feel bad in some way. Corner number three is we can look to try to feel good and connect with something that makes us feel good, but it doesn't because it's not real. It's like a fantasy or illicit sex or food or drugs or performance, and it never works. But there's only one corner, and that's the fourth corner, where that's real, authentic connection with God and other people, and that works every time.
And God's in that corner.
He lives in that corner.
All right. Well, Blake, did that answer your question?
Well, actually, I was wanting to discuss the affair my wife had and what could resurface, and I wanted to understand God.
All right. Hang on, and we'll be back after the break.
We'll get to you right after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, here's a typical response to Milo and Kay's series. Person says, I thought I'd just try it for 2 weeks, but definitely going to continue. I'm learning so much. Somebody else says, good grief, I have to listen to this a dozen more times to be able to begin to process the wealth of information. All good comments. It's pretty amazing. And you can go there and see the interview I did with Henry on embracing the negative from his book, Integrity. It's $9.95 a month, and I don't think you'll regret spending that money. Okay, Blake, you have a question for us on the affair that your wife had.
Yeah, no, I appreciate Dr. Townsend going into detail about that. And we bounced between those three corners of relationships, but didn't know we were doing that. We both used porn in our relationship, our married relationship, together, solo. Wife loved the fantasy novels. We both liked our careers and hobbies way too much. We knew of God, but he wasn't part of our relationship. But we knew something was wrong. We just didn't know that it was wrong. Then 2 years ago, I discovered that she was in an affair, and she's in adultery. And so then we started on a journey, and we entered in counseling. And I discovered the truth behind why I use pornography. And Mr. Otterburn, and I use your Every Man's Battle. Fantastic. It's right up there with Cloud's work as far as life-changing for me. So thank you so much for that. And my wife did the therapy thing, too. Then we did a 7-week sexual fast, no gratification outside of the marriage, turning towards each other, committed to radical honesty. And then 3 weeks ago, I discovered on her laptop that she's lurking the other man's Facebook page still. When I talked to her about it, she says she was just curious. She doesn't long for him at all. And ironically, a couple colors ago, you talked about his fear maybe of loving his wife, and that's why he goes back to something that is... Mm-hmm. was loving feeling, but it's no more, so maybe that's part of my answer. But I asked my wife, I said, would you be willing to do a couple's Facebook page? I see more and more people doing that. I don't even Facebook. I don't really know how to check instant messages. It was just luck of the draw that I discovered the affair originally, and that's how I discovered the original affair was through Facebook. And I have two young daughters, and I don't believe God wants me to be in a marriage that is destructive, but I also don't think her declining to do a joint Facebook page is anywhere close to grounds for divorce. And adultery is not a deal breaker for me. I don't think she's doing it again, but boy, her tendencies are still to reach to that false intimacy corner, Dr. Cloud. And I'm not sure what God would have me to do or what you would advise me. We're in Christian therapy weekly. I mean, we spent somewhere north of $10,000 on therapy the past 2 years. And to see her still reaching, you know, that thought, acting without reaching out to anyone else.
Yeah, Blake, she's in the process. She's in the process with you, right? She goes to therapy each week.
Yes, and committed to radical honesty, and you know,
okay,
I can
and
make sure she feels
and
it.
She
and honestly, she could give two shakes if I quit porn when I did. That was really something that I came to the conclusion was between me and God that was hurting our relationship. So that's why I chose to do it, because at the time my wife, she didn't think it was that bad, and she could take it or leave it. I mean, it was really a non-entity
in
the struggle.
Blake, in the counseling, is she saying that she's fully committed to you, she wants to stay with you, she wants to work it out, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, yeah. But again, you know, those are just words, and what I'm seeing in the actions is really making me question what's going on.
Hold on a second. Those aren't just words. She's showing up. She's being vulnerable. Okay. She's moving towards you. She's in a process, right?
Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
Okay. Where am I going?
Well, I think you're saying, you know, she is doing it. She is not sleeping with him again. She is not missing therapy sessions, and she is doing it. So,
well, I didn't.
I need to give her some credit for that.
I did not say that. That's not what I said. I don't know what she's doing.
Okay. All okay. Right. Well, I'm sorry. I'll just listen. Thank you.
Thank you. What I am saying is that you know two things are true. Right? That she's in the process with you. She wants to move towards you. She is moving towards you. She's doing a lot to repair your relationship. And there's at least this one slip where she, all we know that she has done is she looked on this page. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay. So both of...
And she just said more than twice, but less than 25 times. She can't give me an exact answer over the past 2 years how often she has done that.
Okay. So what I'm telling you is both of those are true, all right?
Okay.
So instead of saying, well, I guess the marriage stuff is just talk, or saying, I guess looking at that means that she's fully back with him, why don't you treat it reality is what you know and embrace that, and in the counseling say, you know what, I have experienced you as real being with me. I've experienced us as coming together as, you know, authentic, and both of us are really working hard at this. And at the same time, you know, you went back to this thing. So why don't we talk about that? What made you do that? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? And as she drifted down into the way you started the call, to corner number three, remember what I said that day was a move to corner number three can have a lot of things that drive it, and it can be in somebody's head for a minute, or it can be a full-fledged affair, but it is what it is, and you got to integrate it into the work. So I would not look at her as either or. The only way I would ever look at her as either or is if she said to you, Blake, I'm done. I'm not going to counseling. I don't care about this marriage. I don't want it. Okay, and she's not doing the work, then you have to believe what you see. But that's not what you're seeing.
Okay. All right, Blake. All right. I hope that's helpful to you. And we'll get you a copy of Henry's book that's coming out, Never Go Back.
So Blake, in you know, conclusion, you've done a lot of great work, and my hat's off to you. And it sounds like she has too, but it's not perfect yet. And stay in the work, because it sounds like a redemptive story to me.
God bless you both. I can tell you, you both changed my life. If I was a wealthy man, I would cut you an enormous check. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, you don't have to make it enormous if you support New Life. But I'm really glad that you called. And, you know, there's so much material like that from Henry on tv.newlife.com. You can go there. We've got a passion principle for women, finding sexual freedom in marriage. We've got that workshop coming up, and I think a lot of women, like his wife, would really benefit from that. It really tells you, Henry, I think, how people stay in that third corner. It's Passion Principles for Women, and it's October 10th through the 12th. Our Women in the Battle workshop is August the 8th. And Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is a Choice in D.C., that's July the 18th, and Every Man's Battle, July the 18th. Check out tv.newlife.com. I think you're going to find it fascinating and informative and better than you ever dreamed. A lot of people have done it free, and they just cannot stop because it's that good. So please call us or go to newlife.com. And join us on tv.newlife.com. Now, the other thing is we need your help, and we need your support right here, smack dab in the middle of summer. And please, you know, a prosperous person will plan how they give. And you could not plan to give any more effectively than giving during the summer for us, because that's when things start to drop off. So if there's any way that you could help us, maybe you take the place of somebody that went on vacation. If you've never given before, maybe this is the time right now to help us at newlife.com. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. My thanks to Henry Cloud and all who make New Life Live possible. We'll see you next time right here on New Life. Glad you're with us. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.